דף נ"ו עמוד בייס. תנא רבנן, המרבה עשו עיר. If there is a עיר עגולה, there's around the עיר, and for the purpose of תחומים, one puts a square around the עיר. המרבה עשו עיר. Oysa kemin tavla merubas. So he makes from the ear a square box, and we'll see, we are speaking about that this ear, the dimensions of the ear are 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. So before the diameter of the circle was 2,000 by 2,000, now there's a square around it that is 2,000 by 2,000. Now, he extends from each side of the square, he makes another square of 2,000 by 2,000, because the tchumim extend 2,000 amas out, and the roichev ha'ir is also 2,000. So memele, so that is picture 47 and page 110. So memele, so He now makes four more squares surrounding the ear, which became now merubah. V'choyzer u'merabeya es ha'tchumim. So he makes squares which are coincidentally them merubah. V'oysa oysan kemi tavlo merubas. Let us see Rashi. Ha'merabeya ir agulo. A person wants to square a round city. Oisin lo kemin tavlo merubas. So he makes around the city like a square. Lekamen muki lo bimoso, we are speaking about a city. Da havye trei alfi a trei alfi biigulo. The city mitzadatmoi is a diameter of 2,000 by 2,000 amis. Kshaato moisif ribua oleho, if you're going to now make a square around it, hare hi kemin tavlo merubas, oilko kiroichbo. So the length and the width of this tavlo is 2,000 tamas. Utchumeho, and now the tchumim, which you're going to extend on all four sides, Kemin tavla merubas is also a square. Erkan kirachbon. Rachbon lemide seir alpnei chaymosa. The reichev of the tchum is equivalent to the reichev of the ear. Shehi alpayim, which is 2,000 amis. The chain olkon, and the length that is jutting out for the ear, from the tchum, laholom in the ear, alpayim. Vahainu de kamar, so that is the next step. Choyzer umerabeya es hatchumim. Klaima, not you have to square off the tchumim, they say, bishloim in the ear, you have to square, you have to make from a circle a square. But the tchumim, not you have to square off the tchumim. Klaima, choyzer umoided lo tchumeh. After you square off the city, you measure the tchumim. Val kochoch merubayim. In the situation that we are speaking in, so al kochoch, the four tchumim on all four sides of the ear automatically will be square. Now we took care of the four sides of the ear. Now we're going to speak about the kronos of the ear. How are we going to measure the kronos of the ear? When he measures the kronos of the ear to make the tchum b'mokim akeren, Lo yimdoid me emtza hakeren alpayim amo. He should not measure me emtza hakeren alpayim amo. That means he should not, let us look at picture 48. He should not make an alachsin coming out from the emtza hakeren alpayim amo. Mibnei shuhu mafsid es hazavies. Because with this he's going to lose the corners. Now, let me just tell you, Rashi says a different pshat, the Rishonim ask on Rashi, but the Ritva, the Rashba seem to say as follows, the Loshna Gemara is very geschmack. We don't have a picture in the Perish Chai, but it means as follows. If you would go and the tchum of the kronos would be 2,000 amis going on a lachsen, and then you would attach the two corners one to the other, so it comes out that you won't have corners on all four sides. That means you could round it off. You could round off the on all four sides. You have an alachsen. You have a diameter of 2,000 coming out from the corner, and you'll round it off. That's what you would do. If you'd measure an alachsen of 2,000, so it comes out you would not have corners on all four sides. So that's Bemison, the Pashtus Loshen HaGemara. The Gemara means to say, Lo yimdoid me emtza hakeren, you should not be moided from the emtza hakeren alpayimama, go out alpayimama, because by doing this, you're going to lose the corners. You're not going to have corners. It's the four sides. You have your alpayim al alpayim. But if you're going to measure 2,000 amis from the corners, you're going to round off the mokem akronis and your mafsid desavius. We learned before that by the medidas of Shabbos, you're entitled to pay us the corners. Ela maybe tavla mirubas. So therefore, in the corner, you're also going to take a square shuhu alpayim amo al alpayim amo. That is the mokim hapgimis. That means, in order to fill up the mokim hapgimis, so you're going to take a square which is alpayim, four squares, which are alpayim al alpayim, umeinicha bekeren balachsoina. And they're going to put this ba'alach sayin. So let us look now at picture 49. So that's what we do. We took four squares and we put them on the four corners. Zok de gemore weiter. Nimtzeis ha'ir mistakeres. So what did we do? We squared off the ear. And we squared off the tchum. That's what we did. So now the Gemara is going to explain what did we accomplish with these two ribuas. Nimtzei, sa'ir mistakeres arba meyos amos. That means as follows. That, let's look at the ear. The ear was a circle with a diameter of 2,000 amos. Now, we made this into a square, so we have to figure out how much, that means each side of the square is 2,000, and the diagonal is 1 2/5 as the side of the square, so it is 2/5 more of 2,000. So that is 800. It is 800 more. That's 4,000 divided by 5 is 800. So Memela, so we have the diagonal. So let's look at picture 49. Picture 49, we have over here, so in each corner, we added to the circle a 400 amis. We added to the circle 400 amis on each side. So altogether, we added to the ear 800 amis. Because that is the yisrain of the diagonal over the diameter. So the Gemara says as follows. Nimtzeis ha'ir mistakeres, the ear, through the ribua, that we were merabeya the ear, so the ear gained arba meyis amos lekan, the arba meyis amos lekan. That's 800 amos. Nimtzu tchumim mistakrim, and that we made, we squared off, we put corners on the tchum, so the tchumim are mistaker, also with a diagonal, also ches meyes lekan, ushmoine meyes lekan. That means the diagonal we just said before, that the diagonal of a square of 2,000 by 2,000 is 2,800. So we gained another 800, we gained another 800 by each diagonal on all four sides of the tum that is squared around the ear. Nimtzo tumim mistakim ches meyes ames lekan, ushmeine meyes lekan, that we made squares on all four sides, so we gained this diagonal. Nimtzo ha'ir utchumim, so the ear altogether utchumim mistakrim elef umasayim. So that means you go, that's 800 and 400. That means in each direction you're going to go. So it's 800 and 400 is 1200. Elef umasayim lekan ve'elef umasayim lekan. So we gained 1200 amis with this whole cheshbon of the ribua. That's what we gained. Over the 2,000 amis, which we would have, if we wouldn't have made this whole ribua, we would only have 2,000 amis from the circle. We have a iragule, so if we wouldn't make all these cheshbonis, we'd have 2,000 amis. And now we gained another 1,200 amis in the direction of the kronis. 400 from the ear and 800 from the trum. Omar Abayo Mashkachas lo bimoso, and this all is, we can figure this out with a city, the Havye Trei Alfi Atrei Alfi. This is talking about a city, a round city, that the diameter was 2,000 by 2,000. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi learns a little differently in the Cheshbon over here. When he's measuring the tchumei ha'ir, la'acher sheribo, after he was merabeya the ear, now he wants to measure the tchumei ha'ir. So Rashi says, lo yimdoid me'emtza, so be'emesin, Rashi, if we'll notice, Rashi all of a sudden is diverting what we're really talking about. That means like this. We had just said before that, fine. So we made already the ear a square. V'choyze merabeya esat chumim. V'oysa oysan kemin tablo merubas. Now the chumim, we made already four tablois merubas on all four sides. So really the tchumei ha'ir were taken care of. What we didn't take care of yet is the kronis. But the tchumim were taken care of. Now all of a sudden, Rashi's going to say that we have problems with the tchumei ha'ir. And that's what the Rishonim have a kash on the Lashon HaGemara of Rashi. But let us divide learning with Rashi. Shumoideit tchumei ha'ir. Now we're going back to the tchumei ha'ir. La'acha shariba. After you squared off the ear, and now you want to measure the tchumei ha'ir, lo yimdoid me'emtza keren zovi shel ir kenegdoi ba'alachsoim alpayim l'chol keren bekeren. So Rashi says, don't measure 2,000 amis. Now let's look at picture 48. So Rashi says, you want to measure now the tchumei ha'ir, so you'll go and measure on all four corners, you'll take an alachsin of 2,000 amis. And then you're going to attach all four corners, you're going to make a square. You shouldn't do that. So all of a sudden, we have a pesahav amine to make such a tchum, which is very modern. Mehechit eisi, should we make such a tchum? We made already around surrounding there, we made a larger tchum already. Because we're going to see if you're going to do this, you can have a tchum of 1428 amis around the ear. We'll see soon. You lose your 2,000. Mehechit eisi, should you do such a thing? Abu Kaponim, that's a Rashi learned pshat. If you're going to make the tchum, by making the lachsoinim. That's how a surveyor does it. He makes the lachsoinim on all four sides, 2,000 amis, and then he'll attach all the corners together. So the Gemara is telling us we should not do this. Nachamol. Ruchshumoydeit tchumei ha'ir la'achashariba la'yimdoit me'emtza keren zovi shalir kenegdei ba'lachsoin. If he wants to make the tchum, he should not make the tchum by pulling out an alachsin of alpayim lechol keren bekeren, and then limtoyach chut mitrum keren zele trum keren. And then you're going to make the square on picture 48, because mibnei shemavsi des hazovis. So now the Rishonim ask and Rashi, if the Gemara wants to say why you don't, you're not only being mavsid the zovis, you're mavsid the whole trum. Before we had a trum of 2,000 surrounding the year. Now you can have a trum of 1482. So you have to say Shemitnei Mavsid al Yidei Azovius. Not Misha Mavsid Azovius. Through this you're going to be Mavsid. You're going to be Mavsid Yidei Azovius. But let's see what that's the kasha that Rishonim ask on Rashi. But let's see a Rashi. Neshe Mavsid Azovius. You're going to lose the Zovius. L'chol keren v'keren. Each corner, you're losing. Mavsid, ma'she alachsoin. Shel alpayim, alapayim, oidif al ribua. That's number one. That means, if you would have a square over here, so you'd have an alachsoin of 2,800. So since you're not doing that, so you only have an alachsin of 2,000. So that's what your mafsid as hazovi is. Shemafsid as hazovi is lechol in each corner. Your mafsid the potential alachsin you could have had from the zovius. That's a Rashi Limsha. Nei shemafsid as hazovi is lechol keren mafsid mashalachsin shalpayin alapayim oidif al ribua. You're actually going to lose the alachsin of what you could have derived from alpayim alpayim. Number one. And number two, Rashi says, and if you're going to do, so besides that you're going to lose that alachsin, you're going to lose 800 amis going in that direction, you're going to lose something else. Uchshemeseyach hachut. If you are going to make the four alachsinis of 2,000 amis, and now you're going to attach all four alachsoinis. Loitim tza bi oirech at tchumim min ha'ir, v'hola l'chol tzad ela elef v'tov chov ches amois. You're only going to have now a tchum of 1,428 amois. You're not going to have any more a tchum of 2,000. Keitza. So Rashi proves that if you have, Rashi is going to prove it backwards. That if you have an alachsin of 2,000, sal kochoch the square, the length of the sides is elef etov chov ches. So Rashi proves it. Keitzat, 10 tchumim shel elef etov chov ches oirech lechol tzad kenegadeir. If you're going to give a tchum of 1,428, L'chol tzad, jutting out, kinegadeir, ata tzorich loseis tavlo, shel elef v'tov chov ches, al elef v'tov chov ches, l'chol keren, l'malois p'gimosom, shel oirich is the period B2 wants to take out. That means, so if you're going to, Rashi's going, bring it backwards. That means, if you're going to make a tchum of 1,428, if you can make a tchum of 1,428, so let us look at picture 47 for 1 minute. So at picture 47, if we will assume that the length of these boxes are not 2,000, is 1,428. So now we have here, we have four pgimis in the corners, we have to fill up. So in order to fill it up, we'll also have to make another box of 1,428. Zatachashi. So if you were going to make the tchumim of 1,428, l'chol tzad kineget ha'ir, opposite the year, Atetzorich loseis tavlo. So you also have to make a box. Shall elefetov chav al elefetov chav ches lechol keret lemalas pegimoson to be malah the pegime shall oirach. Let's be moichik. Beribua. So now you'll make a ribua. She beribua. She you atchumim ruboim in order to make sure that the tchumim is square. Shaharei, so the Rishash is Geiris Rabinon Peyis Lachol Shoiv Sei Shabbos. We learned before that the Tchum is entitled to corners. So Memele, if you'll do this, so you'll have to make a square and to fill up the corners of 1428. The Timso, now if you're gonna make over there a square in the corner, you're gonna make a square of 1428, V'timtza ba'alach soynei shel tavlo. Now, this square of 1428, the alachsin, shel tavlo m'chubin keneged alachsin keren ha'ir alpayim. So now, if you'll have 1428, let us look at picture 48, and let's look to the extreme left. Here we have over here, we made over here a square of 1428. By 1428, so memele the alachsin of that, then you'll have a 2,000 alachsin. So when you have a 2,000 alachsin, you are paying that the square is 1428 by 1428. The kaimolam, kol amsa beribua, each amo beribua, is that if the sides are an amo, amso, utrei, chumshi, balach, soino. So the alachsin is 2/5 more than the sides of the square. So now, tavlo shel elef vitov chov ches. Al elef vitov chov ches. If you have a square that is 1428, by 1428, alachsin shelo, Oidev alpayim v'tat nun vav chumshim. So let's multiply 1428 times 2. So that is 2,856 divided by 5. That is 2/5. That is, we're multiplying 1428 by 1 and 2/5. So that'll come out 2,856/5. Which is 571 plus 1/5. And the Rashi is going to say it's 572 minus 4/5, which is the same thing. But Al Kaponim, we're going to get, which equals, now you're going to add, if you're going to be accurate, so 571 in 1/5 plus 1428, it's up to 1999 and 1/5, Berech it is up to 2000. So that's what Rashi is going to say. I mean, if you're going to be a stickler and you're going to make an alachsin of 2000 from the side, so you're going to end up with a square of 1428. And now Rashi just proved it the other way, that if you have a square 1428, the alachsin will be 2000. So now let's see Rashi in the Veinik. The timtza balachsoine shel tavla, the alachsin of this square, mechuvin, keneged alachsin keren ha'ir, alpayim, this will be 2,000. The kaimolon kol amso biribua, if the amo, if you have a square, that the sides are an amo, amso trei chumshi balachsoinom. So tavlo shel elef v'tov chov ches al elef v'tov chov ches 1428 by 1428 alachsin shelo, so the alachsin is alpayim 2,856 chumshin over 2,856 over 5 shehem, and this is 572 Amo poches dalet chumshe. So if you divide 5 into 2,856, it comes out, we mentioned before, it's 571 and 1/5, or 572 minus 4/5. Yeah. Poches dalet chumshe. Yeah. So, yeah. Tnom. Now add this. add 572 to 1428, and you're going to end up with 2,000. And that's what we have here in the picture 48 by the Ois Hay. So Mamela, 1428 plus 572, so you have 2,000. Yeah. Nimtzeis, Nimtzok shemodadito, when you measured, me'emtza keren he'ir ba'alachsein alpayim, when you measured 2,000, the basis kein chochmes, you measured 2,000 from the corners, ki tzalto es ha'tchum, so by doing that, you are mekatzah the tchum, ve'einon ela elef v'tov chov ches, it's only 1428. V'chol kach loma, why did this happen? Because you, shehu mafsid, that's how Rashi says, because he was mafsid is obvious. Shayisa tzoch, you know what you should have done? Limdei dalpayim. You should be moided alpayim va'alachsoinon alpayim plus the alachson of alpayim me'em tzakeren ha'il limtoyachut achrekeim. That it means alpayim plus the alachson, that's 2,800. That's what you should do. You should measure 2,800. And then make the tchum around and around. Limtechut achi came with chut kerem litchum kerem. Vitimtso min hachut uleir. Alpnei kol eir lechol tzad. Now when you start be measuring from the chut to the ear, now you'll have 2,000 on each side. That's we have already, in picture 49. Apayim amo. Ketzad. Ten alpayim tchum kineged ha'ir la'arba l'chaysel. Now Rashi says how you do it. So first let's give 2,000 for each side. Ten alpayim tchum kineged ha'ir la'arba l'chaysel. Timtza pegime, na yeva pegime. That's what we have like in picture 47. If you'll give 2,000 on each side, timtza pegimes alpayim alapayim l'chol keren. Now you have to make a right angle. You have to make a right angle. That's what that's in the picture 49. You see, he's making right angles to be mashve the pegimus. You have to make a right angle. It shouldn't be pogum. So now it'll come out each corner is a tavla shel alpayim alapayim. Umachubin alachsoina keneged alachsin keren here. Umahu alachsoina, what is the alachsin of this square? Alpayim betat amos. So the alachsin of this square is 2,800 amos. Shekach oile cheshbin dalid alofim kumshim. That means if you multiply You multiply 2,000 by 2/5, so you have 4,000 divided by 5. L'ches meis amos, so that end equals 800 amos. L'fikach habolim day tchumei ha'ir. If a person wants to measure tchumei ha'ir, mevi tavla. So doesn't mean you bring a tavla. Ro'yiki lehevi tavla. She alpayim alapayim aminicha kineged ha'ir ba'alachsei. Alachsin shel tavkneg alachsin shel ker klima moided alpayim veches ames keneged hakeren alachs v'acharkach moich moiseyach chut mitchum keren l'tchum keren. So if you make the four alachsoinim of 2,800 four alachsoinim on each keren of 2,800 ames, then you connect all these points together. That's how you get the correct chum. Nimtza. Ha'ir mistakeres that we gained with the year b'mashe rebanu, that we will merabey the year. Dalad meyis ames l'chol keren v'keren. So each corner gained an extra 400 ames. Shekshahoy sa'agula, when it was round, lo'hoyu lo'alachsin, so it didn't have any alachsin at all. Achshav sheribanu ha, now that we were merabeya the im, nasaninu lo alachsein, so we gave it an alachsein. If a person will go out of the iragul, he'll go out by the side, mistaker, tof, amo, le keren zu, so you go out on this side, you gain 400 ames, with tof ames, le keren zu. Nimtzei, trumei, akronis, mistaker, bemashin, asanen, nu, tavlo, ba'alach, soin, keneged, akeren, chesmeyes, lechol, keren. That is the Gemara. Now, let us go further. Tanya, Omar, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi. Tchum Orei Levim, the Tchum of the Orei Levim, is Alpayim Amo. Tzei Mehem, Elef Amo Migrosh. Now, of the Isamin surrounding the Orei Levim, we have the tchum of the Ori Alevim, Mosileid and Rashi, the tchum is Negei Asai in Hilchah Shabbos, that has a tchum of Alpayim Amo, and it's also Negei in Hilchah Shchosh and Mishpat, that the Levim, they possess, besides the ear, they possess the tchum ha'ir also. So now, tchum Ori Alevim, Alpayim Amo. So they had Alpayim Amo surrounding the ear, that was their tchum. Tzei Mehem Elef Migrosh. Now, from this Yisrain over the ear, we have a zoning law that Elef has to be a Migrosh. Elef has to be a Migrosh, and Memela, so that has to be a Migrosh. Yeah. So after Tzei Mehem Elef Migrosh. Nimtza, Migrosh Revia. The Migrosh is a quarter, and this we don't understand pshat, and this we're going to have a sugya to explain these three words, Nimtza Migrosh Revia. But let's forget about that. So Abba Kaponim, the Tanna said that somehow, that this Migrosh is a Revia, a fourth of, that we'll find out soon. Vahashar, and the rest, is Sodei Sekob. That means there's a zoning law that you need a quarter has to be Migrosh, and the rest can be Sodis Akram. Minohani Mili. Omar Rove the Omar Krov. The Pasuk says, Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza Elef Amos of it. That from the wall of the city outside, there has to be 1,000 Amos around. Omra Toivra, and this is speaking about the Migrosh here, the beginning of the Pasuk speaks about the Migrosh. Omra Toivra Saved Esa'ir Be'elef. That you should surround the ear with an area of Elef Amos, and this is the Migrosh Ha'ir. Let us see Rashi, the Bible. So Rashi, Tzei Mehem Soviv Ha'ir Elef Amos Migrosh. There are 1,000 Amis that's destined for Migrosh. That means Shein Noitin V'loi Zayrim Shom. Elo Menichin Oysay L'Noi Ha'ir K'demetagem Revoche Kirvaya. Nimtza Migrosh Revia. So the Migrosh is one quarter. L'kama Meforish, how it becomes a quarter. V'ashar Shar HaTchum. The rest of the tchum is sodis v'kromim. The rest can be sodis v'kromim. V'chutz l'tchum l'haylem klum. Besides that, after the tchum, they didn't have anything. Zayin choshem mishpat, zayin shabbos. That's what they had. But the rest could be sodis v'kromim. Menoani mili de migrosh elef amo. Mikir ha'ir reisha dekom migreshei ha'orim asher titnu. So memela should be elef amo. Nimtza, yeah, zok the Gemara weiter. Nimtza Migrosh Revia. The Migrosh is a quarter. In fact, the Gemara Revia, Pal Gehave. It's a half. So let us look at the page 111. We extended from the ear 2,000 Amis, 1,000 for the Migrosh and 1,000 for Sodis Akramin. So the Migrosh is Mamish, a half of the extension. It's 1,000 and 1,000. So Mamele, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara fragt a Kasha, so why do you say that the Migrash is a quarter? The Migrash is a half. But the Konis will get into a problem, but let's not, the Gemara didn't, the Rishonim said the Gemara, besides Tosfos, the Rishonim said the Gemara Bechlal didn't know if the Migrash has Konis or doesn't have Konis. So Mamele, so the Gemara asked the Poshet, the Pashtis, the Migrash is a half of the extension. Half is Migrash, and half is Sadis a Krop. Omar Rav, at Rav gezogt, Barada Mishulcha Asbarali. His Barada was a surveyor, so he explained it to me. I didn't understand the Baraisa Taka, but he was Masbar to me. Mashkachas lo bimosa, that what it says, that the Migrosh is a quarter, it's speaking about a city, that have ye trei alfi a trei alfi. You have a city that is 2,000 by 2,000. Trum kamahavi shitza. So the trum is 16. Kronis kamahavi shitza. So let us see now 16. Let us see Rashi and then we'll see the picture. So Rashi. Bar ado shem hoish. Mishucho mitzayin trumei hoya. Truman kamahavi. Tchumim kamahavi shitza. The tchumim are 16. 16 what? Yud vav revoim shel elef al elef. So now we're going to make, squares of 1,000 by 1,000. So now the Gemara says like this. Tumim kamahavi, yud vav revoim, so we have 16 squares, shall elef al elef yeshbet, ketzat. Alpayim al alpayim l'chol tzat. We have on each side, alpayim al alpayim, chelkom shesi v'ore. So if you want, if you have 2,000 by 2,000, you want to figure out, you want to have a square of 1,000 by 1,000, so let's be, split it up, just like in the ear. In the ear we split up, we made a shesi ve'erev, we made four squares 1,000 by 1,000. So the migrosh and the trum, which we have, we have the migrosh and the sadis ukramim, which are 2,000 by 2,000, so each one that is jutting out is four. So we have four squares, four squares which are 1,000 by 1,000. So we have on all four sides, so we have 16. So we have the tchumei ha'ir are 16 squares. Zogt Rashi weiter. Tchumim kame haveshitza, yudvav revoim shel elef al elef. Yeshba, Keitza, Alpayim, Alpayim, Lechol Tzad, Chelkem, Shesiber, Vedal, Reboim, Shel Elef, Alel, Vachin, Lechol, Ruach, Shalir. So we have 16. Kronos Kamahavi, now we have the corners, Tchumei Akronos Shel Tchumim, Namishitzaninu, we made four more squares of 2,000 by 2,000, in order to be mashve the trumei ha'ir, so we have another 16 squares. Yeah, kronis kam trumei kronis shal trumim nami shitzanino shrei lechol keren, because each keren yesh tavlo shal alpayim al alpayim k'depushin. We just learned that before. If we have a city that 2,000 by 2,000, so each of the kronis of the trum will also be 2,000 by 2,000. Dal, so now we have all together 32 squares which are elef amal elef amal. Now, how big is the migrosh? Dal, now let us see the Gemara further. So let us see. Mashkasa b'mosad amet chayalfi et chayalfi. Trum kamahavi shitza. So the trum is 16. Kronis kamahavin shitza. So we have 32. Dal Tmanya the Tchumim. Now, let's subtract the Tchumim, the eight of the Tchumim. That means the outside ones. So we have on the outside, Dal Tmanya the Tchumim Ba'arbo the Kronois. Let's take away eight of the Tchumim and four of the Kronois. Kamihavi Treisa. Nimtzei Migrish Revia. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Dal Litzoyrach Migrish. For the Migrish. Now we're going to, what do we need for the Migrish? Ches de Tchumim. Vidalid de Kronois. Now, the Migrosh is 1,000 by 2,000. So it comes out in each side of the ear we have two. So all four sides we have eight. So we have eight squares. Then we have another four for the Kronois. So Mamela, so we have 12. And in picture 51, we have this very well. By the Aleph, that's the Tchum, the Aleph of the Migrosh, wherever there's Aleph, so that's the eight of the Tchum. And then wherever we have a Gimel, that is the Kronos. So Memele, so we have eight plus four is 12. So the Migrosh alone is 12. And the whole thing, the whole complex is 32, we said, 16 and 16. So Memele, 12 out of 32. Avitreisa, Nimtza Migrash Revia. So it comes out that is a quarter. Frekte Gemore, a quarter. Tvei mit losaninu. It's more than a third. It's 12, 30, it's more than a third. You tell me it's a quarter. So the Gemara, I see arbo de mosa. Shadi alai. No, we're going to take everything into consideration. We're going to take in this city, so we have 32 plus 4 is 36. And this is 12 from 36. Take the Gemara, akati tilsava. Good, now we have a third on Kaponim. This is 12, 36 is one third. So Mamela, how did you get a quarter? You think we're speaking about an ear that is a square ear? We're speaking about a round ear. So let's just look in the in picture 52, what we're going to do. So in picture 52, here it tells us the lumbus what we're going to do. We have a round ear. And we have a round ear, and therefore you have a round migrosh. That means that the Migrosh is not governed by Hilchis Tchumim. In Hilchis Tchumim, you square the year. In Hilchis Tchumim, you'll square the Tchum. And that is the squares which we find in picture 52. But we're speaking about in Hilchis Migrosh. Hilchis Migrosh, then you look at the ear, the way the ear in reality is, which is a circle. And the zoning law that the Migrosh are not allowed to be Neitei and Zereya is also that's only 1,000 Amis surrounding the ear. So we have now a round ear and a round circle around the ear, which is the Migrosh. This is the Shear of the Migrosh. And we'll see soon, in this Shear is a quarter of the whole area. The Shear is a quarter of the whole area. Now how do we get this? We are speaking about a round city, and therefore we have a round migrash. Now how much is a square more than a circle? Rivia, it's a quarter more. Dal rivia minayu. So take whatever we had before, before we made a square ear and a square migrosh. So now deduct a quarter from that. Tisha. So the quarter of, before we had 12. So now we have 9. Pashulu Tisha. V'tisha mitlos in the shita riva have. And 9.36 is 1/4. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi, nimtza migresh revia bitmiye. Yeah, the Gemara, I see arbo de mosa, shodi alayo, the tlosen utrein, but add this on to the 32, vahavalu tlosen vishis, dahodiktoni migrosh revie, it is a quarter, akula milsako, it's going on the whole area, revia hacheshben kuloi. It's a quarter of the whole complete cheshbon, shalir, utrumim, utrones, this is a quarter. So the Gemara says, no, now you'll get an accurate third, but you don't have a quarter. So the Gemara says, kame meru beyoyser ale eagle, here, in a square migraj, lefichach, Allah cheshbon ha'ir, umigrosheo, Dalid alofim, al dalid alofim, mruboyim, shehein yud vav revoyim, shel elef al elef. Umehen, so the ear together with the migrosh came out all together, dalid alofim, you have 2,000 and another 2,000. And another 2,000, so you have, altogether you have 4,000 by 4,000, which equals altogether 16. Yeah. Shein yudvav reboim shel elef al elef. Now, umehem, and now in the 16, gimel chalokim lemigrosh. So there were gimel chalokim lemigrosh, and vahainu treisa. So there was 12 boxes for the migrosh, the chelek harevi le'ir. There was 4 for the ear. So memele, so that was the problem. 12 out of 36 is a third. Abavanan b'mosa agulosaskinan. We are not speaking about a square city. We're speaking about a round city. Kidemakmina lekama. But even though it is a round city, when it comes to Choshen Mishpat, how much do we give to the Leviim? Ribua ima. We give the ribua of the ear. The karnoiseot, trumim apayim lechol ruach. We give karnois and trumim apayim lechol ruach. So how much did the Levim possess? Sach ha-keil vav alofim. They have 6,000. That is, see, altogether it is an area of 6,000 by 6,000. As we look at the, in picture 51, we have each box is 6. Each side is 6 boxes. So it's 6,000 by 6,000. Shehein, and how many boxes is that? That's 36 boxes. Shehein tlosin vishis revoim shel elef al elef. So that's lemaisa, what the Levium have. Whatever shape the city is, but the Levium have these 36 boxes. Aba vo'ir be'emtza ison agula. But the city in between is round. Alpayim, the city has a diameter of Alpayim. Umigrosha savivlo elef roichev, and the migrosh which is surrounding this round here is elef roichev. Nimtzeis, ir umigrosha, the ear plus the migrosh, let's measure the diameter of the ear and the migrosh, is dalet alofim, al dalet alofim agulim. It's not dalad alofim al dalad alofim square, but it's dalad alofim al dalad alofim agulim.
That means when the circle hits the end of the square, so there you have, that's the diameter of the circle, you have 4,000. It's a mistake over here in the picture, it says 100, it's 1,000. Okay. So we have here 4,000 and by 4,000. Vim hoyu dalid al dalid mirubai. If this whole square would have been this area, have a shitza, it would have been 16. Hashte da agulim, now that it is round, dal rive, have a treisa. So take a fourth off of 16. So now it is 12. So now we have an area of 12. Umehem, but we're not speaking about the 12 includes the migrash plus the year. And we want to find out exactly how much the migrash is. Umehem gimul chalokim le migrash v'arvi le'er. Tahav elohu tes migrashim. Tes migrosh. Because we'll take off, 1/4 of 12 is 3, so we'll take off from 3, that'll be for the year, and the migrosh alone is 9. V'tes mitlosim v'shis anitin lo v'yiri v'have. So memele, the migrosh, which is tes, square, boxes, yud al yud, so that is 1/4 of the complete area, which is 36 boxes, elef al elef. So that is pshat. So the Barais is telling us lumdus over here. It's not telling us mathematics. It's telling us the mathematics that we see in Taisvis. The mathematics they knew. He's telling us lumdus that even though in Chayshin Mishpat, we cheshbin with squares, and we were merabed the ear, merabed the trum, and that's how much they get. But in this, the zoning law, that there has to be a migrosh, the migrosh does not cheshbin at all with these squares. The migrosh cheshbins with the tzura of the ear, and if the ear is an ear agula, so you make a migrosh agula, so therefore come out that what you are hindered by the zoning law of the migrosh, this is only 1/4 of the whole area. The rest of the area, you can do whatever you want. That is what the Baraisa is telling us. Zaktaisvis. Palgahavi peirish zaktaisvis. Migrosh de trumim. Havi palge de trumim. Migrash de Trumim is Palge de Trumim. That was the Gemara asked in the beginning, that the Migrash is half. That means that the Gemara was cheshbening, as we see in picture 50, that the Gemara was just cheshbening with the Trumim on all four sides of the ear without Kronos. So Memelos, the Gemara asked, it's not 1/4, it's a half. The Migrash is half of the Trum. Migrash de trumim ava palge de trumim leirotza le dagdek la hakshes. The migrash de trumim vahakronis kach vekach havi mitrumim akronis. The Gemara should have cheshbined with the kronis. Now if you'll cheshbin with the kronis, let's look at picture 51. You cheshbin, so let's see, by the you have there 4 squares. Let's look at you have aleph, 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 aleph. So that is the trum. So by the trum, you have here, so this is a half of the trum. If you'll cheshbin with the kronos, so with the kronos, it is 1/4 of the, you cheshbining how much the keren of the migrosh, comparing with all the krones with the trum, so it is 1/4. It is 1/4, there's a gimel. We have in the corners, there's 4 bases. These are all the krones. These are the krones given for the trum. So in these 4 bases which are given for the krones, so the keren of the migrash is 1/4 of that. So it's not a cheshbon of a half. So if you're in the cheshbon, so the midrash, the leirot, the gemara asks them, it's a half. So he says that's a cheshbon, but the tchumim it's a half. Leirot al adagdik al hagdish the midrash the tchumim vakronis kach vekachave to figure out what percentage is the midrash with it with the tchumim and the kronis. Mitrumim ekronis, from the trumim ekronis of the rest of the year, mishum the pomim havetilse, oi revia, oi chaimesh, minatrumim or minakronis, lafima sheir gdoilo oiktana. It's the more than want to go into the gritty gritties because that is no standard size, depends on the size of the year. So the Marshal asks, he doesn't understand what does it matter on the size of the ear. You have the same, sometimes it could be a fifth. It matters on the size. He says, you have the same cheshbon, whatever it is. The trum of the migrosh is a half of the trum of the rest of the trum. The trum of the migrosh is a half of the whole trum. And the corner is a quarter of the kronos. Whatever the city will be, you're going to have the same formula. That's the Mashal's Kasha. Unless you'll say, you'll put the city also into the Cheshbon. If you'll put the city into the Cheshbon, then you can, it can be, it matters what size the city is. So then the Migrash can be a fifth, a sixth. But so the Mashal time is that, now we're not up to that yet, that you put the city into the cheshbon. Later the Gemara said you put the city into the cheshbon. Marsha says Taisus means that you do put the city into the cheshbon. So I'll upon him. So maybe you put the city into the cheshbon, so Taisus is very understandable. So if you're gonna start going with Kronis, there's no cheshbon. It means the Kronis and including the city also. Mashkachas lo b'moso. So the Gemara says a past. By a city that's round. Hiksha asar mikutzi. The mashkachas lo, migrash revia de trumim ukronois bimoso, tahavi ches alofim al ches alofim. If you have a large city, that the city is 8 alofim by 8 alofim. Well, migrash, now we have a nice picture, so we won't have to rack our brains. Well, picture 53. Picture 53, we have the ear is 8 by 8. Now the Migrosh Havi Lamedvot, the Migrosh is 36. Utchumim, Ukronois, Umoso, Havi Kuf Mem Dalet, Poomim Elef Al Elef. And, if you add everything together, you'll add the ear, and the Migrosh, and the Tchumim, so it's going to come out 144 is going to come out, and the Mele is 36, is 1/4 of 144. So the Mele, so that was the Sal Mikutzi, you'll count the boxes, it stems. It's 144. So he has the kasha, so he can have the same cheshbon of a quarter without making it a circle. So he answered the ori miklot einam gedolim kolkach. That there was a certain size to the ori miklot. Seems this to be a very big city. So we're speaking about Ori Miklot with a Migrash. There was no such thing. This would be a tremendous city. Umari Oimer Shemetare Tzemes. No, he didn't want to find a Hechetimtze, the Sami Kutzi found a Hechetimtze mathematically that the Migrash will be a quarter of the whole area. Hashta Kemash Malon. Here he's telling us Taire. The Migrash Einei Merube, Kedemasik, that Fakel, he's telling us Halachis. He's not telling us, Agula is not an Ekimte, and Agula is Lomdis. He's telling us Halachis. ולרבינה כמשמו די מגרוש לקרונס, ולרבשי די מגרושלו לקרונס, וסיין בפנון זיין המדלם. אבל בכי הגענו לו, ימשמין לשום חידש, ויד סבזי ממדה מתמטיקו חשבן, זה קור, שקייס, what is he telling us? כמה מרובה יסר על איגול רביע, בואי מרי, but that what a merube, a square, is larger than a circle, a quarter, the horeviye, this quarter is bein beheket, that sai, the perimeter of the square, is a quarter more than the circumference of the circle, bein beguf hakalke, and the area of the square is also a quarter more than the area of the circle. K'diyam ahoche, here the Gemara speaking about the area, nimtza migrash reviya, he was speaking about area. Chemash megabiyam shasa shleiman. Now, how can we prove this mathematically? Valahekef yesh lechiyach behedye, to prove that the perimeter of a square is a quarter more than a circle to the pelesh akuntres. We don't need the Rashi, but some Rashi someplace else. Bechol sheberoch beitefach yesh bekeifoy gimotvach. If you have a circle, and the diameter of the circle is a tefach, so the circumference is 3 tefachim. Ubetefach merube, if you have a square that each side is a tefach, yesh bekeifei dalet tefachim. So the hekif is, and you have all 4 sides. You see the perimeter here, the perimeter is 4, and here the perimeter is 3. So that's posh. But how do you know that in the area it is a quarter more? Yesh lichiach nami. She'im takif tefach ogul soviv bechutim dakif. You're going to go and take thin threads, and you're going to go and make a circle. And the diameter of the circle, that's this igul tefach. The diameter of the circle is a tefach. Ad anikude she'yesh shnami. She'im takif tefach ogul soviv bechutim dakif. Ad anekuda emtsois shebe igul. V'tachtoich minakuda olamato kol achutim lebeis. Now, if you look at the picture that we have over here, you're going to cut the radius of this circle. This is all one long chutim. Now you're going to cut the radius of this igul. That means you're going to cut half a tefach. You're going to cut half a tefach. Tachtim nekuda lamata kol achutim lebeis. You're going to cut it v'tiv shetein, and now you're going to spread it out. You're going to spread out all the chutim. Yiya ha'el yoin, so the outer chut, which was before in a circular position, so now it's going to be straight. Oruch gimel tefachim, the outer chut, which was the circumference, will be 3 tefachim. V'acherim miskatzchem v'hoilchem ad anekude shohu chatzi tefach minachut ha'elyon. That means, so you're going to have this triangle, which we have, and the base of the triangle is 3 tefachim. And the middle of the triangle, where it makes a right angle, so that is a half a tefach, because this is a half a tefach. So mamela, so far so good. Now let us cut this triangle in half. We're going to make 2 right angles now. And let's put the oruch b'tzad akotzer. That means the long side of the triangle, let's put next to it, that's the third picture, besides the short side of the triangle. Now we have a triangle. Now we have a rectangle. Olkoi tefach. The length is a tefach. The olkoi tefach. The chatzi. The length is a tefach and a half, because the bottom of the triangle was 3 tefachim. We cut this in half. So now it's a tefach and a half. The rochboy chatzi tefach. So memeila, so how many square chatzi tefachim do we have we have over here? Dainu sholish chatichos shol chatzi tefach al chatzi tefach.
ובתפח מרובו, if you have a square, יש דלת חלוקים של חצי תפח על חצי תפח, so there you have four. So we see that it is a quarter more.